Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the second presidential debate was scrapped because of a COVID diagnosis. So we had town halls, dueling town halls, in fact. Chuck Todd joining us, moderator of NBC's Meet the Press and the NBC political director. So looking at what we had last night, and in fact, you became a hashtag over this whole thing. but we had dueling town halls. You know, what are some of the takeaways from what we saw last night on the two networks?
Well, I don't think we actually learned a lot of, in many ways. I don't know if there's new information that was surfaced. It was sort of, in some ways, it was very familiar rhetoric, very familiar rationales to unanswered questions. For instance, I guess we got from Joe Biden, he promised a final answer on his views on court packing before the election. Maybe he didn't fully commit to it, but it was close. But I do think it's sort of things that didn't happen that are newsworthy. I mean, I go back to the president's town hall, and the biggest thing I take away from him, and I look at it, and when I look at what's going on in our NBC Wall Street Journal poll, he continues to not, he never gives an inch on anything. He never says, yeah, we could have done better on this response to the pandemic, or we could have done this, or there is this, whatever the position he has taken, it's stubborn about it, and he can't bring himself to admit any fault. Now, this is perhaps a personality quirk of his, but that's what I keep coming away from, is this inability of him, when you realize majorities disapprove of the job he's doing, disapprove of his pandemic response. They're looking for some sort of, here's how I'll change in the second term. And he has never offered this at any one of these. And these are the moments to do that. I've seen trouble incumbents before. And I'm sure you have too, where they, look, I know you're upset about this. I'm gonna change the way I do. He never does. And ultimately, that's why I say I don't think anything changed last night, because he doesn't have a new message and the current one's not working.
Well, and even some of his supporters were saying that he wasted an opportunity to go on the attack in some respects against Joe Biden.
I don't know how often he even really went at Joe Biden. He's the biggest difference between, I'd say, Donald Trump 2020 and Donald Trump 2016 is another thing, is how often he spends time on himself versus sort of on issues. And in 2016, in his own way, he talked about a lot of issues. He constantly talked about immigration. It was in a crude and brutish way sometimes, ways that was very divisive, but he was talking an issue. Now it's grievance having to do with himself. And I think that's what you hear. It's like he's so focused on defending himself, his tax returns, his net worth, pushing back on impeachment, swearing that he doesn't have a relationship with Russia. It's almost like he's so consumed with defending himself on that, he's never talking about what voters need. He's never talking about what he thinks the government ought to do. Ultimately, it's about how does the government help him. And I think it's just too personal, this message. 2016, he didn't personalize his grievances as much.
So Thursday night, it was President Trump on your network, NBC, and then Joe Biden was on ABC. One of the topics that came up was vaccines, whether there might be a mandate, and masks. Do you think that's going to come up again in the final debate next Thursday, this issue of vaccines and masking?
Of course it will. I mean, I think the mask debate, you basically have every public health official in America saying, please have a mask or strongly suggest one if you're not going to do a mandate. And we polled the vaccine in our poll, and what was really interesting is the largest chunk of people said, I'm going to wait to take the vaccine until they don't want to be the first ones to take the vaccine. 50% said they'll eventually take the vaccine, but they want to wait to make sure there's no side effects and things like that. So I do think how to prepare the country and convince the country to take the vaccine will come up quite a bit, and I think that will be a debate topic.
Do you think that could hurt Joe Biden if there is the suggestion that he might try to mandate that in some form?
The mask or the look, I think mandating, as we've seen, you're going to get pushback anytime you mandate. And on a vaccine, forcing people to do it versus convincing people to do it, you're better off trying to convince people to do it and be proactive in convincing. Mandating is a tough thing. Eventually, you may mandate it maybe after a year. But I think if you want to convince people to have more 90% to take this vaccine, you're going to have some patience and let the public get comfortable taking the vaccine.
Let's turn quickly to the hearings for Amy Coney Barrett, the candidate for Supreme Court Justice. Did we really learn anything this week?
Yes, actually, but you had to read between the lines. The number one thing I learned is that she does not believe there's a right to privacy in the Constitution. Why do I say that? During the most important part of the questioning came when she was asked about Griswold. It's a decision that essentially said that, married couples, it's their business if they get contraception. That's basically, but it was a foundational, and it was the ruling that said there is basically an implied right to privacy in the Constitution. Originalist thinkers, when it comes to this, do not believe this. Do not believe there is any implied anything in the Constitution. It is as written. That is always code for you think Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided, because that Griswold decision is the foundation for that. And she was asked point blank if Brown versus Board of Education was one of these, was a correct precedent, and she said it was. When she was asked the same thing about Griswold, she wouldn't say that. So but my point is, look at how long I had to explain the puzzle to decipher what we learned from the judge's confirmation hearing. You can learn a lot from what she didn't say. And in that one, we learned she doesn't believe there's a right to privacy in the Constitution.
Chuck, we're out of time. I appreciate your time this morning.
You got it. Thanks for asking.
That's Chuck Todd, moderator of NBC's Meet the Press, joining us on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.